Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
What are we complaining about? He give us out. Now is us to do the rest. And he blessed them. And he tells them to be fruitful. 2025 is our year of fruitfulness. It's ending. Very quickly. And I don't want us this year to end without getting the things that we're supposed to get in this year. Every year has its own problem. Every year has its own problem. Every year is different. It's not the same. It's not the same. Opportunity. The race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong. But time and chance happen to all. So we got to quit looking at those who are there. We have to quit focusing on those who are out there. Because they are out there because they made use of the opportunity that comes to them. Time and chance happen to all. We have a just God. Opportunity passing by every day. It is what we do with it. Instead of focusing on somebody, the race is, this one up there, the race is not for the swift. Don't worry. Nor the battle is for the strong. Don't worry about that. That's okay. Because my day is coming. That's what you should say. My day is coming. My day is coming. My day. You see, when you see somebody get there, says, I'm next in line. That's what you need to say. Instead of tearing that person down, somebody buy a house, I'm next in line. Somebody get married, I'm next in line. Next in line. Time and chance happen to all. Are you getting it this morning? Be fruitful. That's a great verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 9:11. I'm not getting discouraged. See somebody that's ahead of me and say, okay, that's great. I'm next in line. Because my day coming. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for my time. When it comes, I'm going to jump in it. So don't curse me out when I jump into it. Don't get mad with me. I just jump right into it. Time and chance happen to all. So what are the requirements? What are the requirements of a fruitful life according to Scripture now? Now, not according to the system of the world. You better believe it. There's only two systems, man. There's only two systems. Trust me. I tell anybody. There's only two systems. You could have a PhD, DDD, whatever you want to put in your name. There's only two systems. There's only two systems. The system of God, the system of this world. And you're going to follow one or the other. You to follow the system of God, or you following the system of the world? I choose to follow the system of God, so don't mind with me. Because I know his system is better. The requirement for a fruitful life according to Scripture is, number one, you must be born again. That's it. You have to be born again. Look at St. John chapter 3. And be born again is not spooky. No, it's not spooky. I'm going to show you. There was a man at the Pharisees named who? Nicodemus. Watch this guy. And there's so many Nicodemus. And we got to find them and get them be born again. That's it. There's a lot of Nicodemus all around us. There's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler. This guy is not a dummy. This guy is a ruler. And he's a ruler of who? The Jews. Look at verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and says to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. So therefore, Jesus was following the system of what? God. Nicodemus recognized it. He says, none of us can get the result that you get. And he says, we conclude that you're not of our system. You have the system of who? God. Just let's unpack it so that we can come out here today and be fruitful. Watch this now. 3. Jesus answers and says to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again. So that was, what was he like? A born again life. That was what he like. He was cool. But he wasn't. He lacked the born again life. Unless one is born again, he cannot see. He cannot operate in the system of God. The kingdom of God is the system of God. It takes a born again person to operate in there. So what does that mean to be born again? Is to change the way you see things and think through the word of God. That's what it means. It's a change of behavior. A change of attitude, a change of lifestyle. That's what born again means. It don't mean something spooky up here. It means I change my way of seeing things to the way God sees it. And I start to operate my life now differently because my life is now run by the principles of God. Can I tell you about what it means to be saved? That's what it means to be saved. Is that mean? To be saved doesn't mean you're up on cloud 9. Or out there, floating someplace. It means that you're now balanced because you're following what God says. Jesus says, I only do the things that I see my Father do. I only say the things that my Father say. So he operates in the system of God. To resist him, you're following. That's what born again means. There's only two in the political arena here. There is the Republican, Democrat. And both of them have their own agenda. If you're going to be a Democrat, you're going to follow our agenda. If you're going to, they can't be the same as the Republican. They're two different agenda. That's what I tell people. You want to be a Christian, you want to follow God, then you can't have the world system. That's right, Paul. You can't. You're either going to follow God or follow the world. You follow God, you get what God says. You follow the world, you get what the world says. So what are you complaining about? You're following the world system. It's chaotic. It's everything that is a mess. It teaches you to hate each other. It teaches you to be racist. It don't teach you to love. It teaches you to be racist. That's the system of the world. The system of God says, love your neighbor as yourself. Do good unto your neighbors. You don't teach it. The system of the world says, hate that person. He's not like me. He don't talk like me. He don't look like me. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make you. When it make you free, it also separates you. That's what it does. You follow the truth of the word of God. So to be born again is to have a change of heart, have a change of mind, have a change of behavior, have a change of thinking. My whole stinking thinking gone. That's gone. To be born again is to find what Job says. In Job chapter 33, verse 4. That is what it means to be born again. Job chapter 33, verse 4. The Spirit of God made me. Ooh. And the breath of the Almighty give me life. So who make me? God. Who give me life? God. Okay. So the Spirit of God made me. Not the flesh of God made me. The Spirit of God, right? So if the Spirit of God made me, that tells me that God is a spirit. That's it. Okay, now let's look at Job chapter 32, verse 8, to be born again. And I'm going to pick this up next week, because I want us to be fruitful and multiply. And in order for us to do it, we got to learn. And then our life become that. But there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty give him what? Understanding. There's a spirit in man. Job says, the Spirit of God made me. And since is a spirit, God is a spirit, he has to put a spirit in us when he makes us. You understand? He has to. Because there's no way God going to communicate outside of the spirit. So that's what Job says. But there's a spirit in me, and the breath of the Almighty give me understanding. So, since God put that spirit in us, watch this now. How are we going to be this here? That's how we're going to be that. The spirit that he puts in us is the one that gives you and I the understanding to do things. That's what marveled Nicodemus. That was what marveled him. Because the spirit that was in him did not connect to God. And that's why Jesus says it has to connect. And connect to a process that you have to be born again.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.